I graduated from high school in the year 2006, and I took biology in the ninth grade. However, I can't recall my teacher spending any time discussing evolution. This has nothing to do with whether she supported it or did not support it, but it has to do with the fact that she was afraid. She was afraid to talk about evolution in the biology class because biology concerning evolution has been turned into a political football. The reason teachers shouldn't have to deal with politics, fear, or controversy when discussing something as simple as evolution in a biology class. They should spend their time teaching. It's time to stop playing politics as usual and let our science teachers teach science again. Chairman McElroy, recently you were quoted in the Daily Texan newspaper, the student newspaper, which has a print of over 40,000 at UT, saying that you believed evolution is not vital to the understanding of biological sciences. You're certainly entitled to your opinion, but virtually every scientist in Texas disagrees with you. You've also been quoted to say that there's no room for dogmatism in the classroom. However, I find it truly dogmatic that you and other board members unyieldingly support phony weaknesses and limitations that have no scientific support whatsoever. The question is when does including alleged weaknesses and limitations into the science curriculum cross the line from the side of scientific inquiry into crossing into the territory of trying to force personal opinions and political agendas into the classroom? You've once said, Mr. McElroy, to me actually, after an interview, that you became involved in education and education policy because you wanted to make sure that no single child was being disadvantaged in the school system. And that's extremely admirable. However, I think it's very clear that by supporting the weaknesses or the limitations of evolution, that you will be disadvantaging students in Texas. In fact, every single one of them. So I would like to conclude by saying that students like myself all across Texas are calling on all of you to teach us the facts, not your personal opinions. If you truly want to make sure that no children are disadvantaged, you will oppose any language containing weaknesses and limitations. Up there it says working for Texas children. It doesn't say working for our political agendas. Thank you very much.
Can you tell me, in your opinion, who made it a political football?
Yeah.
I mean, the very fact that it's the weaknesses and limitations have been in the teaks for the past 20 years has made it a political football. And by continuing that language, we are continuing to play with this football, and it's time to stop.
I'd just like to point out that I know of no board member that has initiated any press conferences, has initiated any publicity to make this a, quote, political football. In my own cases, I've responded as honestly as I can, as I have with you. I think you've covered it well in your radio broadcast.
Thank you.
And I've been impressed with your coverage. I agree by all my statements that you have quoted me on. And anyway, I thank you. And I don't think you can find any instance, not one single instance, that any conservative board members, creationist board members, however you want to look at us, have instituted or made it a political football. It has been no incentive, no initiation from our side.
Thank you. I would just like to say the very fact that we're talking about it tonight, it's a political football. I mean,
well, I didn't say it wasn't a political football. I just said I don't know of anybody on this side that has made it a political football.
Okay.
But we will respond when asked.
Thank you.